My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
No, that gives it. We got 2 baseball games in Monday Night Football. Josh against Aaron Rodgers. I can't stand him.
Why?
He's a hypocrite, and he got my guy fired. And then didn't
he
own it.
He said he resents.
If you're going to be a coach killer, own it. Don't do what you do and then say, I'm Mary Poppins or Mother Teresa. I had nothing to do with it.
Please. He resents people like you saying he got solidified.
Yeah, okay.
He absolutely
resents. And I got some land in the yun for you, Stani. I'll show you after the show, buddy.
Yeah, huh? It's all absolutely got a raw deal.
But my man!
Can I read a text that I think is a great text, and I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think I might. Steiny, this game carries no weight. Look at McVay.
I'm out, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Look at McVay and the Rams. The Niners owned them in the regular season until the NFC Championship game when the Rams won.
Well, unlike the NBA and
I'll take a postseason Super Bowl win over a regular
in Major
season
League Baseball, Stani, there's only one game a week. There's nothing more important than a victory in a regular season. So just forget who they're playing. The Niners are 3-3. That's not good enough. They'll take
good enough for first.
But yes, you want 4-3.
Sure.
And the fact that it could be against your rival, you know, a team that's prevented you from hoisting up the Lombardi.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said earlier in the show, a rivalry doesn't start until one team can beat the other.
You know what I mean.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's Chiefs week, ladies and gentlemen. And how big a game is this for the Niners? Do they need it psychologically? 888-957-9570. Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. He's going to join us at noon.
I got a question, Stani. Okay. And I got a question for the fans because the phones have not we've taken calls, but not on this subject matter. When it's Dallas or a vaunted rival, we get people calling in and saying they hate Kansas City. You threw that out early, and not one person or Niner fan has called and said, I hate the Chiefs.
You know why? Because you're scared of the Chiefs. So you can't hate somebody you're afraid of.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
You hate a bully.
Well, like the 40.
Hate a bully and they kick your ass.
I feel like Warrior fans hated the Rockets, and one of the reasons why is because they knew the Rockets would never beat them. But the Chiefs.
They had him 3-2. Chris Paul blew his hammy.
It's always about the past with you. Did you see what he's doing with Wemby?
It's incredible. Hey, real quick.
Well,
you have to watch The Starting Five on Netflix. No. It's so well done. Stani, it's incredible footage.
Okay.
LeBron, Ann Edwards, Jason Tatum, your favorite Sabonis, married to Laker cheerleader, and who am I missing? Jimmy Butler, and it shows them with their kids on the court, off the court. It's incredible. What this is, anybody that doesn't like sports, I'll hug you. Meet me on Kearney at 2:15.
Well,
this is what it's about, the footage of these guys and gals, the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
That doesn't win you any games, behind the scenes.
But as a fan, it's a great watch.
Well, if
people could follow you on your daily life, your walk
would.
To Bart, the old ship, seeing how you interact, golfing. Think about that. There's people out there that would watch it. Well, for you and I, but dude, it's incredible. All great family guys. Now, why would you laugh at that, man?
Because they're being portrayed that way. We don't know if they are or they aren't. Leroy in Oakland.
Lee!
Set him straight, please.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good morning.
Wow, so, you know, 49er fan for life, and, you know, we sit to those KC games. And, you know, I don't, because it's so early in the season, right?
I don't think it's
like, you know, midway, but I just don't think it's like, if it was later in the season and the way we've been playing, like if I was the Niners, or I'm a Niner fan, and I've been more concerned with, you know, the Arizona game and the Ram game when we had those leads and stuff. And so, I'm not real concerned about this. We know what Kansas City is. And I'll just say briefly, Kansas City, boy, so individually, we got to play better. Each player has to take it personally. And when we get momentum, we have to keep it, because we're not good playing trying to snatch momentum from people. You know what I mean? So I think we got to keep the momentum in this game, and, you know, I think we'll be fine.
Hey, let me leave you with this. I got a quick question, because I love you. What do the Chiefs represent to you? When you hear the Chiefs, what goes through your mind as a Niner fan?
A team who knows how to win close games. Hmm? Like, they'll always let you in the game. You'll always be in the game against the Chiefs. And they seem to just snatch it at the end.
Wow.
You know, Niners got to learn how to finish. If you look at a lot of games the Chiefs played, you know, this season, I'm telling my son, God, how they keep squeaking by?
Yeah.
You know, and so, I, you know, they let you in games. You're in games. But they just know how to finish. And
wow.
49ers got to finish.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate the call. Started with a great question.
No, seriously.
That's a great question. What do the Chiefs mean to you?
Wow, man.
This is interesting. 4-5. We hated James Harden, and therefore we hated the Rockets. But there's no villains on the Chiefs.
Wow, man.
Somebody else on the 408 Comcast business text line is just, I don't know what they're talking about,
right,
but they're just saying family man, and they're saying Anthony Edwards something. I don't know what.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Let's just say Ant-Man didn't go to USC. The Trojans. He got a few kids. That's all. Nothing wrong with it. But yeah, he's not a Trojans, Donnie. How about that? Ant-Man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Yeah, what do the Chiefs mean to you? They're the standard, right? They're the standard.
But he described them unlike a machine, because you're in the game and they just come and snatch it. We've all just processed they're not playing the best football, but yet they're undefeated. I would take that all day, every day.
What, being undefeated?
No,
me too.
I could have 3 Super Bowls and people could say, you know what? They just have an uncanny ability to pull it out at the end. Like, they're not beating you 20 to... It's everything.
It
Kyle's thing's not. In his tenure in San Francisco, it's woulda, coulda, but the Chiefs just kind of hit. Leroy's right, Stoney, they hang around. I can make an argument. They should have lost. They didn't, and they got 3 Super Bowls, man.
Sazzle.
Well,
Sazzle in Fremont. Sazzle. How you doing, buddy? I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Hi, Stoney Guru. It's Fazil. Remember me?
Oh, yeah, Fazil. How you doing? Rhymes with
I'm
Brazil.
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
All right.
Doing well.
Yeah, you know, it's Kansas City weekend, you know, like the 2 Super Bowls that got away from us. I think this will be a huge mental boost if they get this win. I know, like you're saying, like the other caller was saying, or the other text was saying, that, you know, how the Rams were against the Niners in the regular season, and then they got the big one in the championship game, right? But I feel like as a morale boost, a mental boost, this will be huge. And then also Dallas coming in the following week, the bye week, and then you get McCaffrey back, then you can, the Niners just roll in the second half how they did in 2021 and in 2022. too. But I think this will be a huge win, especially at home, getting that win and then just boosting their morale going into the rest of the season. Because getting back players healthy, I think it'll just be huge. That Thursday win was a massive win, a division win. They needed it, and they got it. And I think, like, when their backs are against the wall, they get the job done usually. Yeah. So I think, like, this will be a huge win if they win on Sunday. And then I'd be like, hey, we can get these guys. These guys got us twice. I feel like if we see him again, I feel like this will be a more confidence for the Niners if they see him again in February, maybe. We'll see.
Appreciate the call, Sazeel.
Yeah, Zach Taylor. We'll see.
Yes. Yeah. by the way, you know who we're going to see Sunday?
Taylor Swift. And you're excited, like she's part of the game.
I like her.
I get that.
I like the artist.
I like her, too.
Okay. Well, then drop it.
She doesn't play.
No.
So you're into all the...
So neither is Jerry Jones, but they show him 17 times
a
game.
Well, he owns the team, so he's got to be at the game.
No.
I'll tell you what, he brought up a great point, and I know it's early.
Jerry Jones?
Sazeel.
Oh.
I'll tell you who the Niners do own, right? And it's the Dallas Cowboys, who just were embarrassed yesterday. But Stania, somehow there was a letdown. And I got to be careful here because I don't want to get too far down the road. But you don't get this win against the Chiefs, which I know it means a whole lot to the Niners and the coaching staff in that building. I think that would help Dallas on a Sunday night showdown even try to beat their daddy, who have been the Niners, because maybe the Niners are down. They lost another one to Kansas City. I know that's for another day, but man, this win does mean a lot, man. It's just more than a regular season. You need to send them a message or need to send yourself a message. We can beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Easy 6-5-0.
What we got?
If the 49ers win, they've got a 2-week bye.
I like that. That's the Niner math.
See,
no, that's pretty good.
The one thing that I think I differ from other fans is, okay, like the Cardinals, they got drilled yesterday.
And their season... The highlight of their season was beating the Niners.
Right.
So I could make that win over the Niners was flukish.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right, go ahead. What are you doing with
your hands over there?
No, it was just Tom Jackson. Remember him?
You were Aaron Rodgers to Saleh?
Oh, boy.
Is that what you're doing?
I saw that the other day. I didn't like it. But go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, and that means I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm unlike other fans.
Like, I think the nature of football is... Just because you get hammered 1 week doesn't mean you're going to be hammered the next week.
No, hello.
That's what I mean. I mean, like, to me, maybe one of the reasons the Cardinals got hammered is because they're not a great team.
And they got their ass kicked the week before.
And I think every team's capable of playing a real good game. And that's what the Cardinals did against the Niners. And
that I agree.
The Niners helped them with some late mistakes. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.